I just got back from Big Ears Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee, and my brain is still buzzing from all the incredible live music I saw. Big Ears takes over downtown Knoxville at the end of every March, filling over 20 venues throughout the city with some of the most adventurous music you'll ever hear. This year, I got to see some of my favorite artists from a huge array of genres, from indie rock shredding from Yo La Tengo, jazz performances from Nels Klein, De La Fleck, and the Eternal Sun Ra Orchestra, Americana from Waxahachie, and even some late-night bastard jazz from the great Les Claypool. But out of all the acts I saw, I was most struck by the ambient performances of Steve Roach and William Baczynski inside Church Street United Methodist. In collaboration with Age of Reflections, these two titans of ambient music filled the church with otherworldly tones and unbelievable projected visuals. As an ambient head, I can say that these were some of the most mesmerizing, borderline religious musical performances that I've been able to experience, and I'm hugely grateful for Big Ears for making them possible. As I was scrambling around from show to show all weekend, I was sitting with the question of what I think it is that ties all of these very diverse performances together under Big Ears. And what I was able to come up with is that no matter what the genre was, any of these artists that come to this festival are innovators and envelope pushers in some way. In my opinion, it's the absolute best place to see all these world-class innovators in music come together. And while I'm certainly sad that Big Ears 2025 is over, I'm already looking forward to next year. Maybe I'll see you there.